So, let me just go back to Tanya Perek Yud just for a minute Perek Tes here, and it goes, okay, just to tell you what our point of departure is. I was intrigued by the... He says like this, Masha Enkin at the end of the letter, Masha Enkin Beikvis Mashiach, in these times of Mashiach, Shanaf Lasukas David, Ad Bechinas Raglayim, obviously Kabbalistic language here, V'ikvayim, that the Sukas David, the Shechina, has fallen to the levels of Raglayim and even to the heel. And here are the next words, Shehi Bechinas Asiya. Now we're in the age of doing. Ein derech ledavka bebeemes. There's no real way to cleave to Hashem to transform darkness into light. Kiim bebchinas asiya gamkein, unless we're involved in action. Shemaisa tzedaka, which is the action of tzedaka. Ki yadu lamaskil, like those who know. Shebchinas asiya belekus. That when we're talking about doing, when it comes to godliness, hibchinas hashpoas v'amshochas hachius l'mata mata, that is to draw the godly power, the godly energy, to the lowest places, l'man d'les le'migame klum, to a place where one has nothing on his own. Now, this is a double language, because it could refer to aniyim. It's also referring to the olam hagashmi. And somebody who... gives and opens his heart and so on. That is the concept of asiya beikvus the mashicha, and that person v'yizkaliris ayin ba'ayin b'shav Hashem tzia. Okay. So I went looking for material on the concept of why there's such great emphasis placed on ma'aseh mitzvahs, and there's a huge. The Baal Tanya himself has. A lot of mamorim on the balance between which is greater, Ma'ase Mitzvah or Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah, there's all kinds of mamorim on it. So we're on Daf Samach Tes. So here there's a mimer from the Divrei Chaim about this concept of mitzvahs ma'asis, action mitzvahs dafke, in contrast to the study of Torah. Okay. So this goes on the mitzvah, the Gemara that says that the mitzvah is to place the menorah within 10 tvachim off the ground. He quotes a pasuk in Tehillim Kufyutas. Pasuk says there, ner l'ragli dvarecha. Your words are a lantern to my legs, to my feet, the air, and they are light linisivasi to my path. Seems to be double language. Which part is the? Why do my feet need light? Ve'apirish l'fiyan yizdaiti says the Divrei Chaim. The Torah Seinu Agdoisha, that our Torah who madriches ha'odam, it guides a person b'derech ha'yosha l'toivlai, in a straight path, in a way that's good for him. But it's loy lahaskel b'muskolas levad. It's not about the intellectual pursuit. Asher hi chochman is gavi, he says, I'm not denying. If anybody had the right to talk about this, the Divrei Chaim, he was all over the place in Halacha and in Kabbalah, and you know, he wrote in every Mikzoy and Torah, he's a Sefer and Baba Metzia, and you know, he was everywhere, right? So it's a chachman is gavi, it's an awesome chachma. But rak ikir hu lezichuch hachomer. But the main focus of the Torah is to transform, to cleanse one's chumrius, one's physicality. Ulahalis anefesh l'sharshoi, and to elevate the soul to its source, mikor ha-Torah, the source of Torah, al yidei asiyas ha-mitzvahs, through the performance of mitzvahs. So as great as limud ha-Torah is, the action's going to happen through asiyas ha-mitzvahs, through the performance of mitzvahs. Loi kasher amuaksi lim ha-misfalsif, not like the stupid philosophers say.
They claim that, after all, what's left after a person dies?
The spiritual component, right?
Shemaskil dvar chokma.
It's that, the intellectual part. V'kayne v'haskolis ha-shedis ha-seichel ha-nikne.
That which a person can acquire intellectually. V'yaitza ha-seichel mikoyach lepoil. And you use your mind to process. V'zehu ha-shoros ha-nefesh.
That's what you can remain with after life.
Ki al yidei ha-skeloi b'chokma. By the person's pursuing the intellectual pursuits, that allows him to connect his mind to the that which is beyond, to the separated, magnificent muskolos umitzvus amaisis v'chukim. But when you're dealing with action mitzvahs and mitzvahs that you can't wrap your mind around, those for them have no value to the soul. The truth is that nothing could be farther from the truth. No person can come to a true understanding only if they also go through a transformation of their physical crassness. This sheds a great deal of light on those, some of those who claim to be, Torah greats and Torah leaders, and do little to work on their, to battle their yetzer. How would I know? No, the truth is, we have no idea what their yetzer is like. Maybe they are. And through cleansing their chomer and action mitzvahs, according to Torah Kedoshah, and those action mitzvahs are far beyond any human grasp. And by fulfilling these mitzvahs that have no apparent reason, that's what gives the person something to hold on to after life. Because he is relating and connecting himself to the true source of his nefesh b'nei Yisrael, according to the pasuk in Yeshaya, that which the eye cannot grasp. Don't be a fool. Human intellect can never arrive through the most brilliant IQ, can never really attain to come to that source. The only way to really come to it is by following the decree of the source of that. He's the one who decrees that by fulfilling the mitzvahs that have no intellectual pursuit, never the dveikus Hashem Yisrael, only through that can we come to dveikus. Ubikuzari. Of course, it's humorous to see how many times he goes off on the philosophers and the chaykrim and so on, and then he quotes the Maran of Eichem and the Kuzari and all the Sifra Chaykrim, right? The Balakeda and so on. The Kuzari brings a beautiful, sweet mashal. That it's impossible to come to the true destination and to the root of truth of dveikus of the seichel and the neshama to connect to its source. Rak al yidei mitzvos maisis, only exclusively through action mitzvahs. So I looked up this Kuzari. Kuzari says here, he brings a great mashal. He says that people try dabbling in these other areas, and they attain something. They happen upon something. So he says it's like a famous doctor who puts together all kinds of mixes of herbs and cures. We would call it a pharmacy. And people come to him and he knows what to give for which ailment. So then there's a fool who goes in when the doctor's not there and he says, I'm going to start distributing medicines. And he gives the guy who's got shilshul, he gives him a laxative, right? It kills the guy.
And if he gives the people the wrong medications, he's mamash wiping people out one after the next. And once in a while, he happens to give the right medication to the right guy, and he becomes a balmifus. Because look at it, he cured this guy. Says, so, well, oh, he must know something, right? He says, it's only the one who created the medications who knows which medication works for what. He's the one who really... he's the really one who has the right and the ability to cure. So he says that before Moshe Rabbeinu came along, this was the plight of humanity. They were dabbling with this Avodah Zarah, with the other Avodah Zarah. Once in a while, somebody hit something right. But without the Torah of Moshe and the mitzvahs that are the refuahs, like the Gemara in Malkus says that there's Taryag mitzvahs, Ramach mitzvahs asay keneged Ramach evarim, Shasah mitzvahs leisas keneged Shasah mitzvahs Shasah gidim, and that the mitzvahs are the refuah to the human. And he says also the Divrei Chaim, he says that not only that, but a person who attains kedusha will be gifted Soydis HaTorah as a matana from above. Now, Ach Be'emes, the truth is, Gam Chachmas Teresenu Yaskil, Kol Seichel Nechmad, V'Noyam Umachkem Espesi. The truth is that the phenomenal wisdom that's contained in our Torah, that which any Seichel and can grasp its geschmack and its sweetness, and it can make wise the fool, Umilvad Teyelis HaMitzvahs. And with completely aside from the fact that most of Torah is about the mitzvahs, right? And the accomplishment that the mitzvahs can do for a person. Yesh seichel va'or gadol b'chachmas ha-Torah k'desha gamken. He says, I'm not here to diminish in any which way the seichel and the tremendous illumination that can come from the wisdom of Torah. But ube'emes ikar hi ha-mitzvah. But let's face it, guys. The main thing are the fulfillment of mitzvahs. Agam shemavayer b'gemara shetalmid gadol. The Gemara in Kedushin says that they had a massive fight. What's bigger, is Talmud gadol or is ma'aseh gadol? And the Gemara concludes there that what? That Talmud gadol, that learning is greater. He says, achat tshuva b'tzida. The answer to that is right there. Because the Gemara says, why is Talmud gadol? Shemevi the day ma'isa, because it brings a person to ma'isa. So now, which one's greater? Greatest. It's so Jewish. Almo, you see from there, says the Divrei Chaim, de'ikar atachlis u'amaisa, that the main accomplishment is the fulfillment of the action. K'mayim rachochem, tachlis Torah. The main tachlis of Torah is tshuva ma'isim tovim, is doing tshuva and good deeds. Now. This is a very good klal to put in your back pocket that could be used in Drush in many places. What's a ner? A ner is a lantern. A ner is that which illuminates. Ner is not the light. The oyer, light, hu davar hamisyaled me'aner. It is a byproduct of the ner. Okay? V'gam etzem haregel nikra regel, the limb of the leg is called the regel. V'hatolda mimenu hu anisiv shaylech, the product, the byproduct, is the path that the person's going to walk upon, is the path he's going to take. V'hine. Last line here, the right-hand paragraph. Now we can understand what the posuk is saying. Ner l'ragli dverecha. The Torah Kedusha, the Chochmah of Torah, is a ner. Hainu atzmes haTorah, hi hamitzveh la'asos. That is the action, okay? The atzmes of Torah. Vehu le'etzem ha'adam, and it is to the person. K'moy shahaner ha'etzem hu leregel, shu gam ken etzem ha'adam. Just like the ner is the essence of the light. It is the light itself. It's the producer of the light.
The Torah, the body of Torah, the action of Torah, is to the regel, meaning it is that which perfects man.
Performance of mitzvahs is there to cleanse his chomer. He says later on Daf Pei Aleph, I think it is here, Daf Kuf Pei, he says,
Hashem wanted to cleanse Lizakis, to cleanse Klal Yisrael, so he gave us a lot of mitzvahs to do.
Right?
The performance of mitzvahs is that which will transform us, to elevate us, step after step, until it takes us back to our root.
That too is the outcome of Torah.
Like the light that is born out to create a path.
It can create a path. It'll allow a person to follow a certain path.
But don't ignore it. It's an ur. The wisdom of Torah is ur the nesivos. It's a byproduct. It gives a person a mahalach in life.
But the ner is liragli. What is going to change a person? It's going to be kiyum mitzvahs. It's a tremendous hagdara.
Now, you have to keep in mind one thing, though. And that is that learning Torah is also a mitzvah.
So we can't ignore the fact that when you learn Torah, you get both things. You have a kima mitzvah, especially if you have a kima svasayim, have a ma'isav. It's very hard to train yourself to verbally learn. It's much easier to skim, but if a person certainly is learning and saying words, then you have ma'isav and Torah together, you get the best of both worlds.
Now, next paragraph, your left-hand paragraph on Daf Ayin, we nebedur hagzeira and the generation of the Greeks.
So the Greeks, with their external wisdoms, with their universities, they wanted to be the mevatel miyisrael ma'isa mitzvahs. Their main claim was against mitzvah, action mitzvahs.
They were very much into the intellect.
Go for it, guys. Go for the intellectual.
I can never get that word right.
The philosophers of that generation.
So they had, there was in the university, had a Talmud division, a Talmud department, and a Jewish, what do you call it? You know what it's called, the Jewish Studies Department, and so on. Because it's brilliant. It's the greatest wisdom around.
Well, the Zalmali is all beautiful Taichir. Kis v'lechem al keren hashur. This is a very oft-quoted chazal.
Go write it for yourselves on the horn of an axe.
So, what is he saying?
V'aynu keren loshen ikr adavar. Keren refers to the ikr versus a tuffel. Okay?
A principle.
Hashar, he says, uloshen habata. Shar is from a language of to gaze. Ashuren of lekarv, he brings you on the bottom.
Haino, that is to say, the Greeks said to Klal Yisrael,
Shiratzu shi Yisrael yichtivu zois chas v'sholem aleka, that Klal Yisrael should take this as the main thing.
V'shi yisharish chas v'sholem v'libam k'may keren,
that they should entrench this in their hearts.
Kishem Karen, he says here, who b'chol mokum mushal al etzem adavar. It's a borrowed term for the main thing. K'may misha Karen shaloi,
ubekama mikoymes nishal shem zel adavar shu iker nicker Karen.
It's the main thing is called the Karen. Is mushal mikaren hashar shu iker kercha. So you, it's borrowed taki. He says from this language. This is the source. That the main power of the ox is symbolized in its horn.
Sahashur Loshan Habotavriya. So that's the language of Tisi. I know he's telling them Sheyel Churak Basariya Sichlam. Follow the mind. Use the best part of yourself. Focus on what you can intellectually attain. And ignore that chelik of Torah, which is that doesn't meet the fancy of the Jewish Studies Department. This is what they said. Kisvu lochem al keren hashoir. Write it on the keren hashoir. Hanish ye iker chas v'sholem etzlam. What they want to do is turn the main focus of Yiddishkeit, habotos, the focus, the gazing, umashe tishurenu ayin, that which they are going to praise, they're going to hold up. Ve'en lochem chelik chas v'sholem b'mitzvus hachukim. And you have no portion in that area of Chukim Ushahashem Nikra Likei Yisrael, that true area upon which the Rebbeinu Shalom prides himself as being the God of Israel. Where do you see that? Kized Derechuki. That's Hashem says, this is my Chukim. That's where I pride myself. Kilefi Seichel, ha philosophers, Asher B'Choshech Yelechu. Because according to the philosophers who travel in the dark, unlike you said earlier, Ne'er L'Rag, Livar Erlin, Sivas, they travel in the dark. Einis Yachsos LaHashem Al Adam Prati. The Hashem has no regard for the individual who struggles and fulfills mitzvahs. Rakal Misha B'Davik B'Seichel. Only to those who are the intellectual giants. He's obviously not talking about the Greek books. He's talking about Svarim in his own times that are promoting the intellectual pursuits in contrast to Kiyama Mitzvahs and excitement and passion in Mitzvahs. And they wanted by force to force Klal Yisrael to adapt their way, because they understood that if you can get the Jew just to focus on the intellectual and to negate mitzvahs ma'asiyos, then they own the Jew, because that which transforms Jews and turns them into anshei kodesh is the dveikus b'Hashem that comes as a result of the fulfillment of mitzvahs. Next page here, Ayin Aleph. Ve'anachnu am b'nei Yisrael. But we, the Jewish people, Am Tzadike Ador HaChashbinam, or maybe it's Im Tzadike Ador HaChashbinam, with our greats, Masru Nafshem HaKadushas Hashem Yizborach V'Yisala, they gave themselves over, they were Moshe Nefesh, Lebilti Haloich Achre Machshoves Chitzoinis Chas V'Sholom, not to follow the thoughts of these of these external forces. To make all the mitzvahs chukim, he says, the Bnei Yisrael has this in many places, the Agadah Kala, that in b'chukayseh teleichu, it's on that what we should really do is even the mitzvahs that we do that we have some havana in, we should do them because they are mitzvahs Hashem. We should only do them for the purpose of the fact that they are the Ratzon Hashem. That which is by the Greeks an embarrassment. For them it's a disgrace to take a lulav and an esrig and to shake it up and down and to do the other mitzvahs. But by the holy of Klal Yisrael, it's exactly the opposite. Tachlis ha'iku la'hamlech ha'bayri yisboch shamay al kol oilam kulay. This is what the Baal Tanya is talking about now. Here we go. The main tachlis is to coronate the Rebbeinu Shlom over every aspect of the physical world. Umidvarim gashmiim yasu mitzvahs. And we take the physical matters and we transform them into mitzvahs. La'alas anitzoytis agdoshis, which creates the elevation of the sparks of Kedusha.
And in turn, also, Vilimshech Kedushas HaBayis Baruch Shemai V'Yisaleh, and we're able to draw therein by our involving ourselves in the Gashmias and using the Gashmias for mitzvahs. We're able to draw the presence of the Rebbeinu Shalom into the Olam HaGashmi, into the physical world. V'lishrei Shechinase B'neinu, and to bring the Shechina into the physical world among us. The Iker, the main goal is L'zichuch HaChomer Ve'evarim HaPchusim, is to transform our physicality, our crassness, and our lowly evarim lezachacham, to cleanse them, to purify them, v'likach kol ataybus umidus anushis, and to utilize all of our desires and all of our character, our human traits, l'avaydus avay baruch v'shabay, to use them to serve Hashem. It's not just from the neck up. Is there for this reason, mitzvah laniach lamata me'asara. The mitzvah is to place the menorah dafke lamata me'asara, below 10 tefachim. Lirmais to allude laheir hagdusha b'zeh ha'olam hanomach v'ashofel, to illuminate this world, this lowly world, ulizeh lahadlik ne'achanika ima gimel tevis v'akelo. For this reason, the bracha la'adlik ne'achanika with the three words and the koilel, im kalelas ha'koil, and one more for all three of them, is b'gematria ne'el ragli. The Rebbe Melech, as well as the Mishmeres Yisomer, says that this is pshat, ashrei mi shebolikan v'talmudai b'yodai. Chazal say, fortunate, that they exclaim upstairs, fortunate is the person who comes up here v'talmudei b'yodei, and his Talmud is in his hand. See, the Rebbe Melech says, it should say v'talmudei b'roishoi. Your learning is in your head, not in your hand. So he says this yesod. He says it's one thing to learn, but the person who they exclaim about him, ashrei mi shebolikan v'talmudei b'yodei, is the person who fulfilled what he learned. As he says here, Talmud is taka godol. It's godol when? When it's mevili de maisa. Because then the person has the capacity to elevate. And not only that, but as he says, as the Baltani says here in Sefer Geres Tes, that is what's ultimately going to bring Mashiach. Why? Because he explains here that it is the mitzvahs maisias that have the ability to be mamshich the kedushas habayre. The Divrei Chaim says, to bring here into this world the Kedusha of the Rebbeinu Shalom, and to be Mashar Hashem Shechina Beineinu. That's the ultimate goal of the Gula. How do we do that? Kiyum Mitzvos Maaseyos. So the ultimate of Kiyum Mitzvos Maaseyos is the mitzvah of Tzedakah, as he said, because it is the most transformative one. If I recall correctly, I think we once did a piece of Maranayim on Kesev Vizov. Let's see if I can find it for next week in Mirtz Hashem, about the particular challenge of taking the lowest of things, which is money, and elevating it to the highest of areas. But here you get a glimpse into why it's so powerful, the mitzvahs ma'asiyas. He says, Ikar Asiya. He keeps on stressing that Nikuda of Asiya being the main redeeming quality, and you understand now why, because that creates the dira b'tachtonim, to transform the world into a place of kedusha.